Kagan says he talked with U.S. troops and military commanders and is convinced the surge is only part of why violence has subsided in Iraq. And he says U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Ryan Crocker told him peace will only come with political reconciliation between the warring ethnic groups now vying for power in Iraq.
The Sunni and Shia conflict has been going on for over 800 years. And the Kurds as well have to come to an ethnic resolution, a political resolution. These ethnic groups must solve their problems through conversations, not confrontations.
Kagan says he's convinced that's happening now because of initiatives by Iraqis, not because of the American military surge. But challenger John Gard calls Kagan's assessment both disrespectful and unpatriotic. Gard says it's clear to him U.S. troops have been the key ingredient in giving Iraqis the space to solve their own problems.
The change in strategy is allowing stability to occur within Iraq. There have been a number of mistakes that have been made, but for a politician like Steve Kagan to come back and say the things he has said about American troops is undermining our success.
Gard held a news conference, joined by the father of a Green Bay soldier slain in Iraq, to slam Kagan for his comments on the surge. This is the second face-off between Gard and Kagan in a district that has traditionally been a Republican stronghold. Kagan won the last election by a slim 6,000-vote margin. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.